This sound was recorded on the 24th of November, 1962. Medium Leslie Flint.
Are you ready?
Well, it's got to warm up a bit first, Mick.
Yes, we are on the treadmill. You're right there, dear.
Well, you're not going to stay, are you?
What, Mick? A bone of bushy butt, two in a hand, or what is it?
What did I say, Mick? Come on.
No, about the tortoise, don't you?
And the hare? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they're just the same.
Of course, that's what we keep saying.
And often you beat them faster.
Yeah.
How are you in it, Tuck?
All right, dear, thank you. Things are no easier, but I'm treading water.
Treading water?
Keep the chipmunk.
I get you a pair of water wings.
Yes, I could do.
How's yes. Joanna?
Very well, thank you, Nicky.
And Georgios?
Fair to me, dear, Nick.
Yeah.
You
wait till you're on a crest of a wave, mate. Yeah, you're walking on the water wings.
I'll have to learn to swim then.
Can't you swim, George? No. You amaze me.
Why?
I thought you were sort of versatile in everything.
No, not swimming.
You're a good gardener.
Oh, I'm fair. I was at least before I told myself I was wasting the time.
Mr. Millenburg, ain't you?
Huh? Yeah, not bad at all. What about the decorating? That's all right, isn't it?
Not so bad.
Oh, you haven't seen that, have you?
Oh, God, it's right way up.
It's right way up. Even paper hanging.
Oh, yes, done too, isn't it?
Is it the right way up?
Oh, right way up, yes.
It's all the right way up. Oh, it's one of those things, isn't it? It is. You're putting on there.
Who? Oh,
you are.
I'm not.
Is it, what is it then?
It's just ordinary wallpaper, that's all. The clouds, the plants always go up and the leaves hang down. That's that way the paper's gone up, isn't it?
Oh, but that's not contemporary flowers, is it?
Well, it's more of a clay plant, isn't it?
A water plant?
Bamboo.
Yeah.
Bamboo, yeah.
It's modern, isn't it? That modern then.
With it.
I'm pulling your leg.
Well, what does it matter, as long as you like it?
Mm. Well, it's
Roland's
choice.
Roland's choice?
Yeah.
Oh, it's his room,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it? Oh, that's different.
Well, how have you been getting along, Mick?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm smashing.
I know that, but how have you been getting along?
Well,
I think
so.
I mean, I asked the girls at work, but I said, hello, how are you? She said, I'm lovely. I said, I know that, but how are you?
Come and see us, Mick.
Pardon?
Come and see us, dear.
I have been to see you, yes. They're static, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Is that the word?
No, they're static. Static.
No. Mm. Yes. Definitely.
Lynn's still waiting for the hit my head with a tambourine.
My tambourine? What's on the hammer?
Have you got a tambourine in your service?
No.
Well, some servants have tambourines.
Oh, no, yeah.
Some of them have trumpets,
don't they? Some of them blow their own.
Yeah, we haven't anything.
All we have down here is the bluebell.
Pardon?
The bluebell.
Oh, you got a new sitter?
No, the bluebell is to polish the trumpet that we're missing.
Oh, you mean the metal polish?
Yes.
I think we get a trumpet, we might hear better.
Well, no.
I don't know what you're worrying about.
We're not worrying, are we?
You've got perfect harmony.
Have we?
Yes, without an orchestra.
Hey?
Oh dear, dear, can't help laughing.
What were you going to say?
I don't know, you don't get on as well as you might, but yet you've got good conditions, really.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to find out. What is the hold-up?
Well, it's just one of those things. It's not your fault, it's ours, I suppose. It's not ours, really. It's just one of those things. These things take time.
Yeah.
Lovely word, time.
Time, yeah, isn't it?
Time marches on.
Are you back at the restaurant, George?
No, I want to go back. Can I go back?
No, if I like it, I'm saying yes, you can go back, but why are you keen to go back?
Well, I'm thinking I've missed about 104 quid a year this way, Mick, by doing nothing. If I went back, I'd get that quid, that money, and put me on my feet again, say.
Yes, but would you save that £104? I mean, would you put it by?
What do you mean put it by?
Well, whatever we want. Would you just put it in with the rest and spend it?
Yeah, well, I don't spend money, Mick.
Well, the wife does, and it's all the same thing. Now, seriously, do you miss it 104?
What would you say?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes people earn more.
Well, Christmas is coming round now.
And it goes just the same, so
yes,
what's
I
the
know.
Point?
Christmas is coming round, he's coming very,
it's late to start now, isn't it, for Christmas?
I might be getting my hands on the till, you never know.
The moment you go back to that
restaurant, I'll
see.
Yeah. So we can call that.
We're all too tired now, so.
No, we're not. I'm not back here, Mick. I shan't go back here again.
I won't ring now.
Mickey brought you.
I listen with great interest to everything that you talk about.
What now?
Even though at times it's rather puerile and unnecessary. And everyone must have some sort of joke, even if it's a poor one. But in regard to going back to work, I think you'd be very foolish.
Thank you.
And I don't know why you should be so concerned about it. I know £102 or whatever it is would make some little difference to you. But even so, your health is much more important. You were saying just now about your circle. Well, I don't have to be told, none of us do. We're only too conscious of the fact that you're disappointed. After all, you have been sitting for a very long time, and by now, quite naturally, you would have expected some result which would have given you that impetus, that desire to forge ahead even more. Nevertheless, in spite of everything, I think one can say there have been times when we've been very, very near. So very near, I don't think you can appreciate or realize how near we have been to getting through. There are some evenings when the whole atmosphere is absolutely pregnant with power and every condition that one would hope for. But of course there are occasions when it's quite the reverse. But generally speaking, conditions are good. Though you don't seem to be getting anywhere, I can only say that a lot is being done on this side, as much as can be done. And there are moments when we felt sure that we were going to make it. I don't think it's going to be so long. I know you've heard this story till you're sick to death of hearing it. Nevertheless, judging by recent events, events which possibly from your point of view haven't shown themselves at all, but certainly have to us been very, very sure, very certain, we've been very close to it. I don't think it's going to be so long. I should be amazed if we have to wait another year. It could be any time. All I can say is continue. Don't lose faith and don't lose heart.
When we're very, very tired, does that make a difference when we are physically tired?
Oh, there are many factors, of course. That's the whole point. One doesn't have to reiterate the obvious. If you're tired, actually, it does nullify the conditions and it makes it more difficult. We can't take from you a great deal when you're tired, when you're agitated, when you're mentally disturbed, and of course sometimes between tiredness, physical tiredness and mental disturbance, you can imagine it's not so easy, neither for you for us. But there are moments, there are times when everything seems to be most satisfying, that we feel that we're on the very verge of results. But even if it were to come, which it could well do any time, don't anticipate that it will come every week. If, for instance, we may manifest one evening for a few seconds, and then perhaps we'll sit for weeks again. That's bound to be in the initial stages. As the conditions vary, so obviously will the results. I mean, even with a medium that has developed to some degree, even a professional medium, there are times when we can't make it, we can't communicate for some reason. Maybe the medium's powers are at a low end, or perhaps the sitters themselves are not in harmony, or the atmospheric conditions are not conducive. There are all sorts of factors that come into this. And it's very rare that you get a fusion of everything in harmony, and even When we do, that's when we excel in communication. But these occasions are few and far between. It's true that we struggle through and we make a contact and we're able at times to do what you might even consider very good results. But they're never satisfactory to us. We're always conscious of the fact that we ought to do so much better. We know full well that there's every reason to hope that we can do better. But we know only too well all the confusing conditions which arise, which disturb the vibrations of the elements. We've got no idea what it means to have successful communication. You judge naturally by what you receive or don't receive. But if you knew how much effort has to be made to even hold a minute conversation with you, I think you'd be much more patient than perhaps you are sometimes with yourselves and with everything that transpires. I don't think anyone in your world, no matter how experienced they may be in regard to this subject, can ever realize what effort is made on this side. Every second that we're communicating, we're having to replenish the power, we're having to build or rebuild and strengthen the voice box. Because it's all the time, just remember, we're dealing with a living force, a vital force, which emanates chiefly, of course, from the medium, but also from the sitters. This has to be molded, it has to be utilized and built so that we can hold a conversation with you for a few seconds. And when that ceases to become, as it were, to our senses solidified, in other words, as soon as it begins to dematerialize, which it can do very, very quickly, we're cut off. All the time we're struggling, everyone has their job, there's a whole group of souls here, scientists in particular, whose task it is to keep the voice box alive, if I can put it in such a way, so that we can use it. So you can imagine, if it's like that, as it is, working as we do through someone whose powers are developed, how much more difficult it is, and how much more difficult it will be when we achieve some results with you. Because even so, assuming that we are able to break through, we've got even more to contend with, because you've got very disturbing vibrations about you. No matter how much you may try, it goes on to the fact that you have disturbing elements in the place in which you live. Another reason why we're so anxious to move you, anxious to make it possible for you to move. Another reason why we're interested in the material aspect of your lives and the future possibilities of change. Because we know only too well, until such time as we can uproot you and place you in a more harmonious condition, a more congenial atmosphere, and also to give you some sort of mental stability in regard to finance, for instance, all these factors all bring about to bear upon these conditions which are so vital to us. And therefore we are working, and believe me, we are working, not only for your spiritual success and consciousness and development, we're working for your material success and benefit, because they must go, and can only go hand in hand. One can't move without the other. Don't ever think we're not conscious of your problems. Because believe me, we know only too well what your problems are. And we are only too conscious of the fact that while we have these material problems, we cannot hope to have the conditions under which we can hope to achieve the success we set out for. But these things will come. Whether you sometimes get so despondent as they actually do, and if you think they never will come, is neither here nor there. I can only say to you that eventually you will have what has been promised. You may not quite come in quite the way which you expect, but eventually you will make the change that is essential to your material, spiritual welfare. And I never want you to feel that we're not conscious of all your problems, as every day passes, that we're not in some measure in tune with you and conscious of your needs. You may rile, you may sometimes create Sometimes you wouldn't, even if you don't voice it out, don't forget we are as much conscious of your thoughts as ever we are of the sounds you emit. And we don't blame you for that, because we know, after all, you're only human and you have all these things to contend with. We would probably be worse if we were in your position. It's all very well for us to say as we do behave, and be careful and don't sort of go off the deep end. Of course, we expect you to do these things from time to time. It's nature's way of giving vent anyway. It would be most unusual and indeed perhaps even be harmful if you weren't to sometimes give vent to your feelings. But don't, when you do, think that we are in any way negligent or that we're not doing our utmost. If you give vent, don't necessarily even blame yourselves. This is not necessarily your faults, but blame the very conditions under which you have to exist. Because they are the conditions that we have to contend with too. And our having to contend with them, though not in a material plane, are very, very real to us. Because they affect the spiritual work of well-being that we're trying to bring about. We want you to work in love, in harmony together, and I think that you do. But because you're human, there are times when you could throw something at each other that's very natural to do, but you must make allowances. After all, who is perfect? But you're doing much better than you think, and that's the main point of my message, much, much better than you think. And we have been getting very close, and we've been very near to results, and I'm sure that if all goes as we hope it will go, in the coming months, you will have some very real signs of success. But the real success of our work, I must admit, I don't think can come until such time that you are lifted out of your present material conditions into the conditions which we want so desperately for you, that are necessary for your material happiness and the spiritual happiness which will follow it. And the work that will follow soon after, all this will only come when change is brought about. So we are working to that end materially for you, knowing that you will use everything that you have for the good of the cause, for the good of the work. But I don't expect that when this comes, that you will be able immediately to do the things that you want to do. But nevertheless, eventually they will come, and you will eventually find that which you seek. Harmonious conditions in an atmosphere in which you can really relax.
Okay.
It will come. Okay. Have patience. Give my love to my wife.
I will, my dear. God bless you. Bless you.
Put the light on for you.
Yes, I know.
I can't imagine you four living together, Lou.
Why not?
No, we shouldn't be living together.
Well, might as well all in one thing, may I?
Now, what are you suggesting? Monty?
Yes?
Hear what he said?
Ah, oh, no. Just be
Why can't you imagine that,
individually you're all very nice people, and that collectively to meet occasionally socially and to sit is very nice, but whether it will work out living on each other's doorstep every 5 minutes a day, I don't know.
Well, I don't think we will. I think that's where I'm going to say we're going to be clever enough. We shall live very separate.
I mean, we live on one another's doorsteps now, but we don't
intrude. Don't intrude. Well, I think if we're separate flats.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's
true.
Yes.
That is the idea.
I'm a sleepwalker.
Completely separate living apart.
We shan't be sharing a kitchen, I can assure you.
You're a sleepwalker. Did you say?
Yeah.
Because you have a house where it's got a well in the garden. Push you in. Oh, George comes out some corkers. Are you all right, Lynetta?
Yes, dear, thank you.
You're okay, thank you.
She's here now.
Now she struggles.
I don't know your job.
Who?
You.
Me.
What was he doing all that?
Me? Do you mean me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not even taking...
Frustration the whole time.
I just work automatically.
We just wash up and wash up.
I just take no notice of anything now because there's nothing you can do. I just have to crawl up there and come down again and open the room. I'm losing patience altogether, I'm afraid, in that direction.
You earn the rent?
That's
she earns the rent, Vicky, yeah.
What do you earn?
Me? Bread and butter.
Who earns a bit of cake?
Just a moment. So between us, we pull that up. That's the point you were talking about as well, wasn't it?
It's a deep subject, isn't it?
Plenty of crosses in your pools, huh?
I say there are. They're right ones this week, Nick.
Pardon?
The right ones in my pools this week.
Yeah, whoever wins it this week's going to get a packet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got a packet last week, didn't they? Good luck to them.
What do you do on the pools then, George?
Full perm, Nick.
A what perm?
A full perm. Any 8 from 12.
That's it. Whatever comes up.
If I get 8 drawers in there, I'll get a first dividend. If I get 9 drawers in there, I'll get 9 first dividends. So I'll do 495 lines. If 12 drawers came up on my coupon, I've got 495 winning lines.
Blimey.
That's it. So I don't care if it's £40, that'd do me nicely. It'd be £40 first prize, 495 times. Suit me nicely. Buy myself a bouquet, I would then.
Well, then wouldn't know what to say or what to do if you won a lot of money, would she?
She wouldn't know. She'd have to keep a lady. She'd have to get up and lean and put down my neck, me.
Have to do what?
Get
a lead
round your neck.
That's what she's
going to say. No, I can't say I should hit the roof, Mickey, at all.
No, the only thing is that we know straight away that it's began and started. So.
That's all it means to me. I've never done before. I've never done things before.
Why don't you do it?
She does do it.
I do. No, you do.
Bellman does it as well.
Monty?
We all
share
our coupon. I do it quite separately.
Well, what's ours is this and what's his own, that's all
it boils down to. Have you had a little nut leg up lately, George?
No.
Not a sniff of it all right.
About time you got something, haven't it?
Well, I was thinking that, but I was too much of a, what shall I say, too much of a gentleman to suggest it. Now it's time something happened, I think, mate.
Something happened.
Yeah? How are you?
Very well. How are you?
We're very, very well. Very well indeed, thank you.
Good. And I trust that no one is dissatisfied.
No, what? With what?
Me.
Oh, no,
it's me.
Well, no, Mr. Aswad, you never be dissatisfied with you.
Sometimes I wonder if you are not a little bit impatient, you know, because
Ooh, yeah. It
would be quite natural if you were.
No.
I have a very strong suspicion there has been a certain amount of impatience recently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right.
Not from me.
Not from you?
No.
Oh, would you be the nice bluffer, would you?
Well, I don't know, but I have been to number 14, and yep. I have been very conscious in the atmosphere once or twice.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, I've been holding them down.
It isn't necessary to throw the tin on the floor to try and open it.
No, I did not.
Oh, well,
no.
I was very amused.
We're not with you in that one.
No, you would not be because you were not present.
She dropped it.
It does not matter, it's just not important about dropping 18 on the floor and try and open it. But it's rather dangerous.
Oh, I expect I don't know, but anyway, all I can say is I've a damn sight better because I'm just holding back and sometimes I could...
But sometimes you don't succeed in holding back.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get bent. And then it is wonderful. The air is blue.
Oh, you can't say that thing this last month or so. I really have been holding tongue.
No, seriously, I joke with you.
Yeah.
You always joke. I've been extremely good. And I think that we have made ourselves fed once or twice
you
in
have.
The circle.
You have.
And we have been, as Dr. Marshall has said, very, very near. And are so near it is not possible for you to realize how near.
And where were you last month?
We were there.
Oh.
Did
it
you
must
not
have been
see
there.
Did you not see the lights in the room?
I'm afraid we're tired. I don't know if they went to sleep.
George goes to sleep.
Is it sleep when we go off by?
No, not real sleep. Not normal sleep.
Not normal. Oh, that's good. And yeah.
Rudy, I wanted to explain that. When we were in our city, suddenly one of our looms had jumped right up in the air. What's the cause of that? Any idea? Oh, the arm or the leg is spring up. We both had it, haven't we?
That's the joke.
Your reflex now,
I don't know why that should be. I don't think we are responsible. I would have thought so. But this thing that George talked about, I don't think it is anything to do with me. It may be. I don't know. Because sometimes people perhaps react to things of which we don't know.
Different reactions.
It's possible. What I am concerned about is when not your limbs jerk, but when you are jerked out of yourself to listen to something. One day it will happen, of that I am convinced. You know, the bed is a nuisance.
The bed is a nuisance, yes.
Now what do we do with it? Any suggestions?
A couple of pulleys on the ceiling and pull it up.
Have to be
we
careful.
Haven't got much room, have
you
we?
You have to be very careful. You don't knock yourself.
And what lady? What do you mean?
Against the bed.
Well, we have our back to that, don't we?
Mm. I know.
But it's all going to start running round and round, isn't it?
But if the bed knocks you.
Oh, yeah.
Then you know something has happened.
I tell you what I did feel last night. You know, I must admit, just before I roused, I thought I felt someone touch the back of my head. Now, I would admit to
that. That does happen.
But yes, oh, that does happen. Oh.
What have you noticed about the balloon woman?
I noticed there was an awful lot of movement around
here. That is because we try to move things. And I tried to move the woman with the
she's
balloons.
She's a bit heavy, isn't she? Yes, well, it does move up. And the pendulum and off the clock.
Little things to attract your attention.
Yes.
But it is more important that we concentrate our power on being able to communicate with you, to speak with you, you know. That is much more important.
It sort of builds up, and I think, really, can we wait any longer? You know, I'm going to have to keep quiet again.
What can I say to you? The times we have discussed these things, we go over the same ground regularly.
Monty tells us that repeatedly. But there's nothing more you can say.
Nothing. Actually, it is a waste of time repeating, because others are telling you that we are doing everything that it is possible to do. All we ask of you is to sit, to be patient, and to know that we are doing the work. All you have to do is to sit and bring the best possible conditions that you can, and try not to be so irritated sometimes.
Well, when you've got a shoot bang wallop on the television upstairs, it's a bit difficult to
come. Hearing all the noise, all penetration.
Yeah,
that is jar.
Well, I know that is why Dr. Marshall said.
Oh, yes, it is.
Until such time as we can take you out of those conditions, we cannot hope for much. Mm. We can do the best we can, and possibly sometimes we shall be able to achieve something.
You think you could break through under these conditions?
I think so. Yeah. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to break through eventually.
Just
once. But it would be so much easier, so much better for everyone, if we had different place in which to sit.
Yes.
But you cannot move up to the next floor and let them come down to your floor.
Yes, but the noise comes up just as much as it does down, you know.
I suppose it does.
In that place it does, there's nothing.
And your place is just as bad as
well, it would be more noise, you know, much more noisy up our end with the lady downstairs than it is where at 14. Much more noise.
Why worry?
Yeah.
We have referred to all these things many times.
Yes.
All we can say is about doing everything in our power, and you must do your best. No one can do more than that. And I think you have improved a lot. You don't get so mad now.
Yeah. No. We'll try. Well, Well, we do inside, you know, but I mean, it doesn't come out quite so.
And the only disturbing factor now is we've got nothing. He's coming along very, very well, and if we can.
Well, if nothing else were proof of power in spirit intervention, I think he has made a big change.
Oh, yes, he
did some miracles with him.
Yes.
But he's not a bad boy at heart.
Oh, no.
He's much improved.
Yes, oh, he wouldn't do anything to disturb
him. He's had the disturbing element so far, isn't he? And these guys are being taught different ways.
He's beginning gradually to learn.
Yes.
And beginning to become a little more sensible.
Yes.
But he is young. There is some excuse for youth, but very little for middle age.
Sorry, no excuse for me. I'm the oldest of the circle.
Being young, I'm excused then.
I hear that Bruno, your brother, Bruno's quite interested now, isn't he? Rudy.